Chris Morning Update, Saturday, April the 8th. 欢迎来到今天的早间新闻。在国际方面呢，习商会正式拉开序幕，中美友好再上新的台阶。在财经新闻方面呢，央企的第一家迁入的雄安企业诞生，中船重工决定迁入河北，支持雄安新区建设。中超方面，鲁能制造的上港 U23 小将韦世豪上演中超首秀，22日生日前夜以世界波绝杀鲁能，送旧主赛季首败。在武汉本地新闻方面呢，农业巨舰北京大北农科技的南方总部落子光谷，总投资计划19亿元人民币。Chinese President Xi Jinping and the U.S. counterpart Donald Trump agreed on keeping good relationships between the two countries as they met for the first time face-to-face for an eagerly anticipated summit in Florida on Thursday. President Xi told Trump there are 1,000 reasons to improve bilateral ties and not a single reason to hurt them, Chinese officials said. And Trump, meanwhile, told journalists that he and Xi have developed a friendship.I think long term we're going to have a very, very great relationship, and I look very much forward to it, the U.S. president said ahead of a dinner with the Chinese leader at his Mar-a-Lago estate. Xi and his wife Peng Liyuan arrived in the U.S. on Thursday for a first meeting with Trump since he took office in January. The meeting was closely watched for clues about the future relationship between the world's two biggest economies.During his election campaign and since taking office, Trump has repeatedly slammed China over its currency and over trade. Speaking in Florida, however, she said it has been 45 years since China normalized ties with the U.S. and the relationship had brought great benefits to the people of both countries. China and the U.S. should keep in touch in areas like trade, infrastructure, and energy, as she said.On international and regional matters, the two countries should also have discussions and try to keep the world a peace, stable and prosperous place. The U.S. president said he hoped to establish a good working relations with Xi and said both countries had great responsibilities as major world powers. Trump also accepted an invitation by President Xi to visit China later this year.The two leaders were expected to have more detailed discussions about trade and foreign policy issues on Friday, concluding the summit with a working lunch. Turning back to the Xiong'an new area, the state-owned China Shipping Pioneers moved to Xiong'an new area. A China Shipping Industry Corporation, the CSIC, the country's leading shipbuilder, announced on its WeChat account late Thursday and on its official website on Friday that the conglomerate has injected assets of 7 power-related sectors into its listed company Feng Fan, which is registered in Baoding City, Hebei Province. Hu Wenming, the chairman of China Shipping, a Fortune 500 company with assets of 412.7 billion RMB or $60 billion, and 150,000 employees, said the company has made the move to show its determination to implement the central government's plan on building the Xiong'an new area, which consists of Xiongxian, Anxing, and Yongcheng counties in Baoding City.He added that the company would like to be a pioneer among central state-owned enterprises expected to support Xiong'an. The company said after reshuffle, China Shipping would make its roots deeper in Baoding. Shanghai-listed Feng Fan, whose predecessor was a battery maker established in 1958 and now a supplier to dozens of automakers, including Beijing Hyundai, announced the preliminary plan of this reshuffle on August the 31st, 2015. The 7 power-related sectors included companies located in cities such as Shanghai, Qingdao, and Zibo in Shandong Province, Yichang in Hubei Province, and also Beijing. And last but not least, let's take a look at the China Super League Soccer. The Shanghai SIPG Football Club dealt Shandong Luneng a fatal blow in a 2-1 thriller on Friday night with SIPG's U23 rookie Wei Shihao scoring a stunning long-range strike on his debut match team to give the home team the lead for good in the final minutes of the game. Coincidentally, the decisive goal deliverer Wei Shihao is a product coming from Shandong Youth Training Camp, and his virgin goal came on the eve of his 22nd birthday. His spectacular long-range shot sent Shandong Luneng the first defeat since the CSL kickoff in early March. And that wraps up our update on Saturday morning. Stay tuned on our version on April 9th.